Cam Newton. If Cam Newton's healthy, I'm taking Cam Newton, and I don't think it's even a question.
Jimmy Garoppolo or Kyler Murray? Because I'm taking Cam Newton as well.
I'm going to take Jimmy Garoppolo. I have no idea what Kyler Murray is. I don't know what Kyler Murray is.
Jimmy Garoppolo or Russell Wilson? I'm taking Jimmy Garoppolo there too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Over Russell Wilson?
Or rather over Kyler Murray. Sorry,
oh, okay.
I forgot
gotcha.
To get my answer there.
Gotcha. Okay. Russell Wilson is by far the best quarterback in the division. That's so hands down right there.
Yeah.
All right. So you got
he's,
that.
He's one that's been hard to read because it just with his stature and the way he looks, it doesn't seem like he'd be that game-breaking quarterback, but he just doesn't get the respect that he deserves until you watch the NFL Top 100 and realize that all these other players, when they're going and talking about Russell Wilson, they think he's one of the best in the game. So I'm taking Russell Wilson over him, too. Then, obviously, they come back and play Arizona again, in which you take Jimmy Garoppolo and Jimmy Garoppolo or Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's going to be a tough Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think so. I think I would agree with you on that. Jimmy Garoppolo or Lamar Jackson?
That's an interesting call. Lamar Jackson was good as a starter at the end of the year for Baltimore, but I don't know if that style will wear for 16 games. And I still think that there are bigger questions about Lamar Jackson. He's so effective running the game. John Harbaugh had to trick up the game plan. And I think it's like when Kaepernick burst onto the scene. Teams didn't know how to defend him. And he's such a fabulous athlete. I mean, he was a gazelle. Loved watching him. That you couldn't figure it out. But once they hit him, once they figured out you can hit the guy, his effectiveness became less. And that's why I would take Garoppolo in this circumstance over Lamar Jackson.
I would too. I just can't. I haven't seen Lamar Jackson make the short out throws, the simple just 5-yard outs that you need to make as a quarterback. He can run. He's one of the more athletic quarterbacks we've ever seen, but can't throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Seen Terrell Pryor play here at Oakland. Could run. Couldn't throw the ball. So I'm in the same camp as you. And then would you take Jimmy Garoppolo or Drew Brees?
I think I'm going to go with the guy who's going into the Hall of Fame and has a Super Bowl win.
I think Brees. Jimmy Garoppolo or Matt Ryan?
I'm going to take Matt Ryan, and I love watching him play the same way I love watching Phillip Rivers play. I'm a big Matty Ice guy.
And then going for the rest of the season, you're going to have Jared Goff again and Russell Wilson again.
All right.
So totaling up your wins here, if you're just going from quarterback to quarterback, the Niners would be 5-11 if you're just going.
If you're just going quarterback,
if you're straight going quarterback matchups, and I would be 6-10.
Two of those are Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Right. And
the other one is Case Keenum or Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, you're good. That's definite.
Yes. Yep.
I took Dalton. I know a lot of people would take Jimmy Garoppolo over Dalton. They hate everything ginger hair genius. I don't hate him as much. If you want to change that one, you can. So even then, I'm 6-10. Remember, I paid a guy like he's a number one. The question is Jimmy Garoppolo going to make guys better? I don't know. I don't know.
It's a question of whether if you're taking 5-11 here, it's a question of whether you're taking the defense and what they can do. Is the defense going to have to win you that game? Is it going to have to be the running game under Tevin Coleman with Matt Breida as well as Raheem Mostert? There's going to be certain situations here. If you're just looking at the quarterback straight up, and if you're going 5-11, there's got to be a lot to go right if they're going to be that 8-8 team.
I agree that a lot has to go right, but I think that's true for most teams that get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
That you get breaks and you take advantage of them. And your break may be, my quarterback plays all 16. Your break may be, I don't have as many losses in a deficiency area of mine. If the 49ers, and we would all agree, secondary is probably the weakest part of the team.
Yeah, I'd say so.
If they stay as is for 16 games, you might be able to get away with it. But if God forbid Richard Sherman gets hurt on a tackle and breaks a collarbone, well, all of a sudden, that questionable unit becomes pathetic. That you can't have happen. So your break could be, my average unit gets to stay on the field because through attrition, some teams are going to miss some guys. That could be my break.
Are we just completely writing off Jason Verrett from that secondary?
Yeah.
You are?
You know what? If he gives you something, he gives you something.
Because that's one in which it's a tough call because it's 5 games in 3 years, and John Lynch has been known to be that GM who's really, he's gone after guys who have that injury label on them, even though they do have upside, and he's taken that upside rather than just thinking that they're going to get injured again. And Jason Verrett just happens to be another one of those guys. If you can find a way to somehow limit his snaps but also get him in the game to where he could be effective, I think that that would be a steal for them, what they're doing there. Because Jason Verrett, when he's in, has been one of the better cornerbacks in the game when he was on the Chargers.
All right. Well, then if you do get something from him, that's the break we're talking about that maybe gives you the opportunity to go 9-7, which gets you in the discussion for a wild card. God forbid 10-6, which almost certainly gets you into a wild card scenario in a really tough division in that you're one of three teams that are really darn good. Let's just assume everyone else beats up on Arizona. All right.
They should be that team. Yeah.
Then you better beat up on Arizona. The end. That's just how I look at it. If you get something from Verrett, now all of a sudden that might be my break where it gets me over the hump.
888-957-9570. Chilton Autobody text line 957-95. Yes, Coach.
Good bit off the Chilton Autobody text line. Meters, question mark, on a holiday, question mark, exclamation point. The city stinks. Yes, 858. They're charging us on Labor Day. They're charging us. And they're blocking streets off. So I'm just letting you know.
Wow. Herbs just comes in.
Herbs, come here. Turn that on. So, Herbs, now.
Hi, boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just got buzzed by the Peloton.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of the Peloton because where they have me parking is now blocked off.
In, yeah.
I know. I might just put it in gear and go.
At least you don't have to pay the meter.
No, you do. It's Labor Day. Do you know this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I paid in the on Broadway right here.
Yeah.
But why am I so excited? I got buzzed by the Peloton. It was really cool.
That's
really
cool.
I'm like, Jack, I'm a dork.
Really?
Yeah. Easily entertained.
That's fine. I'd like to know how those bikes are going to make it on these bumpy roads here in San Francisco.
I'd like to know how you guys are going to get your cars loose.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be a story.
You may need a $20 handshake or two.
Because I'm out of here. When this thing is done, I'm out of here.
I know.
Here.
You're not the hangout after the show guy.
I ain't sticking around. Let's talk about the show.
Been.
What are you doing afterwards? Hey, what's going on today? No. If you're on the elevator with me as I'm leaving, you better be moving.
Are you guys having the best time?
Having the best.
Right? Since
crushing
6
it.
In the morning. You guys
crushing
are gamers,
it.
Man.
Well, it probably wasn't that difficult for you to drive in either. It was a pretty easy day on the roads.
Yeah, it was almost eerie.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But now tonight, I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit different. People coming back from their vacations, their extended stay vacations.
Right.
Whether you went to the cruise or
but
Carmel,
that's
Monterey.
That's not our concern, though. It's not our window of time.
It is me, because I've got to go back to SFO and pick up my daughter at the airport today.
Steven will have done 2 4-hour shows before I even, since I got off the air yesterday and before I get on.
Did you do a show yesterday?
No, I didn't do a show yesterday.
Oh, that's right. It was Warriors World yesterday.
Yeah, that was just Saturday I did the show.
It was Warriors World. I was driving around last night, and it was Warriors World that was on.
Right,
I was heading out to a function.
So what are we discussing today? I heard a little bit on my way in. I came in for advice from the Wiley veterans.
Really? I mean, mostly it's just been, what are the 49ers going to do in Tampa Bay? Is it really, like, compared to the Bengals? I mean, the Bengals, it feels like it's just a runaway game for the 49ers. I think a lot of people have that on the schedule. It's just kind of like a runaway game. But,
yeah.
I mean, going forward, though, thanks, Rick. I don't
get that, how like people are already saying it's a runaway game.
Yeah. Well, it's just because you're looking at the teams and you think the Bengals are going to get that number one overall. But Tampa Bay,
right?
Beforehand, you're thinking, you look at Tampa Bay, it's a toss-up.
There's so many teams that go from having a horrible year to a good year in the NFL. I mean, that should be encouraging to Bay Area fans,
exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. That's, you know what, that's, if anything, Herbs, that's what I want fans in the Bay Area to take away. There's always a team or two that makes the leap. Believe your team is that team this year.
Right.
And we can build a case where it is. You know? So let's
Well, that Raiders 12-4 year, I think they kind of skipped a step and the league put it back in its place. And now it's ready to take that step for real.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope both sides of the Bay have a great year because it makes our jobs more fun.
Are you guys ripping it up about the FIBA World Cup? It gets no run because all the superstars bailed on it.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I thought God and God Jr. were the coach and the assistant coach, so you'd think every superstar in the NBA would want to go play for those two guys. But evidently,
God Jr.
Yeah,
who's
God
a star
Jr.
now? Chris Middleton is a star of that team.
He's one of
them. Yes, Kemba Walker.
I'm telling you, I can't wait to see him with the Celtics. Man, that dude's emerged as a leader on that team.
How many Warriors and how many Spurs are on that team?
You got, was Steph on there? No, he wasn't on there. He was supposed to be on there before.
How about this? How many max contract players?
He's going to be on the Olympic team.
That's an interesting question, too. Everyone thought, I believe, in basketball that the stars are going to play in this one because it's in China. They always want to bring their brand to China to sell their sneaks, whatever it happens to be.
Sign with Anta like Clay?
That's what I would do. Nobody of the superstars decided to go to China to play in this to sell their sneaks. How crazy is that?
It is crazy. I'm telling you, they made a mistake. It's the World Championships. It used to be called the World Championships. And apparently, I was told yesterday that they changed it to World Cup to cash in on the familiarity of the World Cup.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't understand that at all.
Well, remember, because you are a xenophobe, not like me, I accept the world, Michael. The world knows the World Cup. The world knows the World Cup. No, what is going on between you two right now?
The NBA's superstars, if it was called the World Championships, you'd have a better chance of getting them there because now they just think it's some any old tournament.
They just think it's, yeah, they probably think they threw this thing together.
We worked so hard to reestablish ourselves as the dominant basketball force on the globe, and now it's like they assume, well, now that we've reasserted ourselves, we can go back to coasting.
And you know,
it doesn't work that way, apparently.
You know, and that's too bad. I mean, honestly, but I understand why they wanted to brand it that, the World Cup,
right?
Because of the rest of the world. They, basketball sells in America.
But like, are people going to get tricked? It's basketball.
I'm going to see. Oh, I had a question for you about Mauricio Dubon and the Dubon era.
I hate to break it to you, Jim, but we got to go to break here.
Look at that. The 10-year-old driving.
I know. It's unbelievable.
26, but we got me.
He's better than both of us.
We got Herbs and Tittle from 10 to 2
today.
Tittle's angry that you came on and got 5 extra minutes of airtime.
And remember, of course, we are doing the ticket giveaway for Labor Day coming up at 9:30. The Who is the tickets we'll be giving away, and hopefully Ian Williams will join us next. Stephen Langford, Jim Cosimore in for Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 A Game on a Labor Day.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Stephen Langford, Jim Cosimore in for Joe Lowe and Dibs today on 95.7 The Game, as the big voice guy says. And remember, it's the 95.7 The Game Labor Day giveaway. We're giving away prizes 30 minutes after the hour, every hour up until 6 p.m. today. So coming up in 12 minutes, your chance to win tickets to see The Who with... That's never going to get old, actually.
No.
The Who with Liam Gallagher on October 9th at Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. So, Coz, let's do some general NFL stuff, because we are finally – we're coming up on the year. We're coming up on Thursday. You got the Bears and Packers. That's at Lambeau, right?
That is not. That is at not at historic Curly Lambeau Field.
Really?
It is at beautiful Soldier Field on the lakefront in downtown Chicago. About a 2.25-mile walk from the townhouse that I'll be staying at when I go in 2 weeks to see the Cubs in Notre Dame.
Is that your – is the Bears-Packers, is that rivalry the one you're kind of cheering
the
hardest for?
It's not the one I cheer the hardest for. It's the greatest rivalry in professional sport. So respect it. Own it. Most of you should stop doing whatever you're doing and pay attention to the greatest rivalry in all of sport. Bears-Packers epitomizes – what professional sport is all about. It's two teams that are the originators of the National Football League. The Bears, the former Decatur Staleys. They will have the GSH, George Stanley Hallis, on the side. It's the 100th anniversary. I'm jacked about that. And I love my job, but it's the one night I was kind of hoping to have off. But I've got to work the post-game show on NBC immediately following the game. So I will be in the studios of NBC watching the game, and then when we're done, the Hitman, and I will be doing the postgame show.
Oh, Dante Whitner.
Yeah, Dante Whitner and I will be on the desk in the postgame show.
Nice.
I know, so it'll be very exciting. I may try to sneak in a Bears-colored theme to my outfit. We'll see.
You're putting that over Yankees-Red Sox, though?
It's not even close. It's not even close.
What are you talking about?
It's not even close.
Is that it? That's just all you got for
I'm
it?
Telling
not
you,
even close?
Bears-Packers is... the gold standard, there's a huge chasm, and then you can start any conversation you want after that. You want to put Yankees, Red Sox, that's fine. You do Cubs, Cards. You want to do Dodgers, Giants. You can do Dodgers, Giants. That's fantastic. But there's nothing that comes close to touching Packers, Bears.
What about Warriors, Clippers in 2013?
That's going to be a tough one. That's a tough call that's in there. Warriors, Clippers could become a bit of a rivalry. Everyone thinks the Lakers are a rival, but I think the Clippers could become one because Jerry West is now. Jerry West won the Warriors 3 world championships. Now he's trying to do that with the Clippers. I think there definitely could become a good rivalry with the Clippers.
And Jerry West would be right in the middle of it?
Yep.
Wow.
I think Jerry West is the greatest former player turned executive in the history of sports. Think about that.
Former player turned executive in the history of sports?
Yeah.
Can't think of any off the
top
of my head.
And even if I give you time to think about it, there are a few that are in the discussion, but Jerry West as a player was a top 50 in the 50 years of the NBA as one of the 50 greatest players of the game. Right? So already you're setting the bar high. He has been better as a general manager than he has been as a player, than he was as a player. He is phenomenal. Everywhere he goes, he wins. He dominated with the Lakers. And by the way, he put those teams together that Phil Jackson won. Right? Phil Jackson's greatest skill as a head coach, as good as he was to be where the best talent was. That was his greatest skill. So you had that going on. That dynamic was there. Jerry West put those championship teams together for many years. He made Memphis a viable team when he went there. And he comes to Golden State, and he absolutely took them from the doormats to the best franchise in sport. It's Jerry West who did that. So I'm a huge Jerry West guy.
Yeah, it's hard really finding one. Former players turned executive star players at that.
I'm not going to be here.
Definitely not Magic Johnson.
No, it's not. No, it's not Magic Johnson. By the way, another big rivalry in sport, Celtic versus Rangers. I'm a Celtic man myself when it comes to football. Celtic. Others call it Celtic, but it's Celtic. You're not a fan of that rivalry? Soccer? I believe that's Scottish. Is that Irish or Scottish?
It sounds Irish.
All right. Because the 415 says it's Scottish.
Okay. So that's where you got is the Chill and Audio text line. That's the 415-957-9588-957-9570 if you want to go with the best rivalries in sports. But we do have about 38 minutes left in the show. And by the way, giving tickets away in 8 minutes at 9:30.
I can't wait for that.
But let's just do some predictions, Coz.
All right, predict
so,
away.
You know what? We'll start with the Bears and Packers in their division going into the NFC North. Do you see the Packers taking it away with Matt LaFleur? You got the Bears, who obviously got Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky, who seem to work well together. But Mitch Trubisky, you don't know what he's going to give you.
No,
then
you don't.
And you got that defense with Chicago. And you also got the Lions, as well as the Vikings, who took a step back last year. And you don't know whether they're going to take that step forward this year because they still have stability with that franchise.
I will tell you this, that I think the Bears are the best team in the division, but I think there'll be a natural drop back from last year. I do think they snuck up on some teams, and they also had the benefit of having a schedule that was a bottom-tier schedule. They had an easier schedule last year because the previous years they had been god-awful. So this year the schedule's a little bit tougher. I think Minnesota bounces back and has a good year. I think it's between the Minnesota Vikings and the Bears in the North. I think the Packers are good because they have Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not going to sleep on Detroit second year under their new situation. I still like their quarterback for some reason. I'm just dumb enough to like Matthew Stafford. So I think the division as a whole will be tough. I think Minnesota and the Bears will be vying for first place.
I'm with you on the Matthew Stafford thing.
Mm-hmm.
He has this strange stigma about him, just this label on him that makes him just a mediocre quarterback. But some of the throws that I've seen him make, now some of them can be dumb, but at least he has those attributes that you want from a quarterback, which is he knows the offense, he can read defenses, and he can also throw the ball, which is what you want. But also he's known to have like one of those Andy Dalton type of games where you're just going to throw 300 yards with 4 picks and in a touchdown. So I don't know what to make of Matthew Stafford either. And from the 510 on the Chilled Nautibody text line, it's so annoying hearing you laugh at a soccer reference. I'm not laughing at the soccer reference. I was more laughing.
He's a soccer guy.
I was more laughing at just Coase's name.
My Celtic Rangers. By the way, and this from the 510, insisting that Jerry West only won two championships with the Warriors. It's the old scenario of they won with his champion. They won with his talent. That's my point.
With Kevin Durant you're talking about.
If you don't think that Jerry West, his imprint was on the third championship, then I don't even need you to pay attention. Because then you're not being true there, Chim Chim. All righty? So let's just be honest about it. All righty?
Let's just call him Chim Chim.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, but I can call him Sunshine. All right, Sunshine. Let me just tell you, if you want to be Miss Johnny Technical, you can do that. That's fine. But it's Labor Day. Let's all come together and enjoy here today. Wow. All right? And you pay for my parking.
Which I'm not paying for.
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm getting out of the city because they literally have blocked off a bunch of streets. They didn't block off the block I'm on, and then they blocked off the block. So my car is stuck in a block where two side streets are intersecting it and are crossing over. I hate this place.
I did not park in the same spot as you guys, but you were telling me beforehand that there were signs out there saying that there was going to be biking going
right.
on, a bike race. What's it called?
The Gia de San Francisco.
Okay. So there was going to be that going on, and I parked in a spot that didn't have a sign on it.
So did I.
And you and Nash had me completely nervous this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's freaky out there.
Speaking of which, I still haven't paid my parking.
Ooh.
Probably need to do that.
Yeah, that happened to JD a couple of weekends ago, and he came away with a $79 fee.
Really?
Yep.
They upped it by $3 by the sounds of it.
Yeah,
I got a 76 last time I was out there. But anyway, we continue with the NFC. Let's go with the NFC South. You got the Falcons, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Buccaneers.
This is a tough division for me.
It is.
I like three of the four. I've heard some analysts who really break this stuff down to minutia say that's the toughest division in football this year. That Bruce Arians, if he turns around Jameis Winston, they are more competitive. If Cam Newton's shoulder is better, Joe tells you, Joe Fortenbaugh says this, his team he's really got his eye on are the Carolina Panthers.
That's me too.
Yeah, okay, so they could be a team to reckon with. I think Atlanta can be very good because of Matty Ice, because of Julio Jones. I think that's a team that if you're only a couple of years removed from the Super Bowl and you still have many of the primary guys who are helping you out, and then you never count out Drew Brees. I don't even know how to handicap it. If I had to, I'd go New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, Tampa Bay. That's how I would do it. I'd go New Orleans number one because of Drew Brees. And quite frankly, sorry, Raider fan, I'm a big fan of Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator. I like their defense.
Yeah, Dennis Allen came here as a head coach, fooled everyone, and then went to the Saints, became that defensive coordinator, and turned out to be pretty damn good.
He was a good defensive coordinator when he was with Denver before he came here.
Yeah.
And to say he kind of fooled people here isn't
fair. He didn't have the roster really to build a
that
team
was
around.
The worst organization in football
at
the time. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying the way it had been built, and Al passes away, and you know, we have a new vision from ownership. They hire Reggie, and they knew all along we needed three seasons to dig out from the muck that we've been handed before we can start to compete. Well, Dennis Allen was the sacrificial lamb, right? Sacrificial lamb in that circumstance.
Yeah.
So he comes in. There's no way he's going to win. Then the moment kind of it overtook him. But as a defensive coordinator, I think he's done a heck of a job.
So you're going to have the Saints at the top with the Panthers in second and the Falcons third and then the Buccaneers fourth. I'm with you, except I'm switching up those top two.
I got it. I can see that.
It's all predicated on whether Cam Newton's going to be staying healthy this season.
Yep.
But I think with the weapons that he has around him on offense, with Christian McCaffrey, Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, who's hoping to take a step up, with Greg Olsen, who should be healthy, shouldn't break his foot by week one, and he'll be in for all 16 games, and I got some high hopes for them. And then you got Luke Kuechly on the other side, as well as Brian Burns, our new draft pick, who's been impressing some people. So going forward, I do see the Panthers taking the NFC South. But right now, we will continue our predictions.
Real quick, if I knew Cam Newton was healthy,
yeah,
Carolina would be number one in the division.
You just don't have faith.
I don't know if his shoulder's okay. So continue.
It's not even his shoulder this time. It's the ankle.
It's the ankle?
It's a lower.
See, I thought they weren't letting him throw the football forever because of the shoulder
issue. It was the shoulder last season, but now he had a problem in preseason that had everyone nervous for wondering, ooh, should you have played him in week three? Because he hurt his foot when he was scrambling, going 100% in a week three preseason game. But we'll get back to this because it is time for the 95-7 The Game Labor Day giveaway.
Yeah. Second to my, yeah.
We're giving away prizes 30 minutes after the hour every hour from 6 to 6, which was 6 a.m. this morning. So up until 6 p.m. right now is your chance to win. Oh, what's my favorite number on my favorite player so far in the Bay Area?
Yeah, right now.
I am going with number 11 for Klay Thompson.
Ooh.
He is my favorite athlete in the Bay Area right now. Not only does he do it on the field, but off the field, he's a hero. So the 11th caller to call into our contest line at 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. 844-999-GAME is the contest line. Tune in next hour with Tittle and Herbs, and they'll be giving away some tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
So our winner has gotten to see The Who, in case you haven't gotten that from the drop that Joe's been playing all day. Love The Who.
Love The Who.
Although I do wish I could have seen them with Keith Moon as the drummer, who tragically passed away. But Keith Moon was a crazy person. And when those drummers tend to be back with those English bands, and I would have loved to have seen Keith Moon live, but still, you're getting Pete Townsend, you're getting Roger Daltrey, you're getting The Who at Chase Center on October 9th, and quite frankly, I'm jealous.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe you know some people who can get you in. You
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
You're nice guy, Steven.
Ooh.
Who doesn't want to help nice guy?
There's a lot of people who don't want to help nice guy.
Wow, you're hurting me.
But we can go forward with the NFC East as we are doing our NFL predictions for the season. That is coming up. We only got about 20 minutes left
that's
in
an
the
easy
show.
One. That's an easy one.
The NFC East.
Yeah, that's easy.
Just taking the Eagles?
Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Skins. The end.
You're going the Skins over the or behind the Giants.
Yeah. Skins are the worst, one of the three worst teams in football. Giants are in the discussion, but I think if you got Saquon Barkley, and even though Eli Manning isn't the old Eli, I still think they can compete.
You think Dallas can still continue their run even if, say, Ezekiel Elliott isn't on the team and they just run with Tony Pollard? Because if you look at Dak Prescott's numbers without Ezekiel Elliott on the field, they're different. They're a lot different.
They certainly are. My assumption is they get Ezekiel back in the fold and they're ready to play football. But I still think Philadelphia is the class of that division. I think they have added in the right places. They've brought back some of the old Dream Team because you got to have Dream Team members. I wanted LeSean to be there, but he decided to go to Kansas City. But I like what Philadelphia's done. I think they're going to be a fun team to watch.
I think I'm with you on that, too. I think the Eagles are taking that division away, not only what they can do on offense, but what they can do on defense. When Carson Wentz is healthy, and I think he's going to play a different style. I don't think he's going to be playing that rumble and stumble and bumbling style that he plays. But sometimes when quarterbacks are forced into situations, they don't think. They just do. And you just hope that Carson Wentz doesn't get into those situations that could get him into trouble. All right. The NFC West. Who do you got right now after Jadeveon Clowney got traded to the Seahawks for a third rounder and Barkavius Mingo? As I'm going to say Barkavius Mingo as many times as possible because it's my favorite name in the NFL.
It is a great name.
Besides Taco Charlton.
That's a good name too. What about Taco Fall? Who wins the Battle of Tacos?
I just like the way that Taco Charlton's name is spelled.
Okay.
Instead of having a CK in there, just the C. It just looks like Taco.
Real Taco.
Yeah. And hopefully they don't make a name called Taco Tuesday because LeBron will try and sue him for it.
Interesting call.
He's trying to trademark Taco Tuesday.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. That's kind of interesting. I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. My legal mind, when I put my legal hat on, I don't see that working.
All this time, he was just saying it for a monetary benefit. It's not because he was having fun with his family, wanted to post it on social media. It's because we probably could make some money off of this after doing this a fair amount of times and getting some run with it. Wild.
I guess. I don't think he's... Yeah, I don't think he gets off on the money. I think he gets off on thinking he outsmarted everybody. And I'm not falling for his game. So, the end. I've given up eating tacos on Tuesday just because of it now.
Coats.
Just having you know.
Coats, your NFC West predictions. Who do you got at the top? I mean, is it going to be the Rams?
The only thing I know for certain is Arizona's at the bottom. All right? The question for now, and I do think the Rams, I agree with our guy Jeff Schwartz, old Jeff, when I say the Rams pull back to the rest of the division. I don't think they're the cream of the crop any longer. I do think that they're still very good. I would say the Rams are a little bit better than the Seahawks 49ers combination. But in my world, the 49ers, they get paid back what they have been kicked around in the last 5 years. So they have been drowning in bad luck and bad decisions. And sooner or later, the football gods pay you back. All right, you paid your penance for the Harbaugh debacle and thinking Tom Sula was going to win and Chip Kelly's experiment for 1 year. And that now you're onto a guy, you're onto a system that works. And we kicked you around early by you spent on your quarterback and we hurt you, the football gods did. Now everything comes into line. I've got Rams slightly better than the 49ers, slightly better than the Seahawks, all three much better than Arizona. That's how the West will be won.
Yeah, and when you look at the Rams and the Seahawks, for me, I think that if the 49ers want any chance to compete, they're going to have to do better than 11-5 or 10-6, which is what I got for the Rams. I got the Rams going 11-5 while I got the Seahawks going 10-6 this year. Mm-hmm. So to even compete, they got to get above 9 wins, but I am seeing it going to be the Rams, the Seahawks, the 49ers, and then the Cardinals at the bottom. I know, with Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I really don't know.
They're an asterisk team at best because you have no idea what's going on over there. I would like them to be more competitive because, quite frankly, I would like for there to be 6 competitive games on the schedule all year that mean something in the division. All right, I don't want any layups. I know that teams want layups. I know that teams would like to have, oh, I see Arizona, I'm going to get 2. I don't like it that way as a fan. I want to know, and lo and behold, since Harbaugh left, they haven't been able to beat Arizona. I think this is the year they kind of turn that around.
Shout out to Tish and Hercules who won the Who tickets.
Tish!
With the Niners too, this season, it's just when you're talking about playing close games, right?
Right.
The reason people from the 49 or from the Chill Not Nobody text line at 95795 from the 510, crazy, the 49ers aren't even close to the Rams. When you talk about that, it's just the 49ers have had those close games even with backups, and it feels like they were. It's not like they were getting blown out every single loss. They were, you know, they were a 4 or 5 win team. But they all had close games and just couldn't close it out. And this year, I think they're expected to make that step forward, which is why it's said that 9 or 10 wins are the expectation going for the 49ers this year. And you saw so many of those close games beforehand.
Yeah, and I in my heart of hearts, don't think they're going to be as bad in the red zone. You convert one more time than you did in every game. You convert one more time, that changes your record considerably. I still believe in Robbie Gould as being a kind of a force as a kicker because I think he is kind of as automatic as you can get. But I need touchdowns. You give me one score, one real score per game. Once you get into the red zone, you become a different threat as a team. The
100%.
End. That's why I've got them. That's why in my heart of hearts, where if I'm looking at it from the I'm positive view, I think they can be the second best team. But again, the 240 says the Niners are going to suck ass again this year. So, you know, everyone sees different things, don't they, 240?
I hope the 240 said it in the same exact tone that you did, because that was kind of beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Kids don't use that phrase.
To the American Football Conference. The AFC East. You got the Jets?
You know, the Jets are loading up. They're at least making moves. They're trying to do things over there.
Yeah, but I'm going to assume you got the Patriots, because I got the Patriots. Everything's so easy for them in the AFC. It just teams keep on making it easier and easier. I thought the Texans were really going to compete this year. I really did with Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. But now that he's gone, it's the Patriots.
Texans
just
were worst to first. Last year they were in first place, so you think they're on the trajectory to go up. But they've got so many problems since their owner passed away that they just can't seem to get out of their way. And that's a shame because I'm a Texans fan. I like the Houston Texans. I like the fans down there. That's just a shame that it doesn't seem to be working out.
Yeah. So you got the – what do you got as your order for the AFC?
Patriots and then everyone else.
Patriots and
I think Patriots, Jets, Bills – who am I missing in that division?
Dolphins?
The fish are last, okay? Squish the fish. Even though dolphin is not a fish. Dolphin's a mammal.
Rude.
I know. So that's the order I'm going to put them in. I'm going to go Patriots, Jets, Bills, Dolphins.
I'm the same way. I think that's a consensus one right there. I feel like everyone would be taking.
Some people might take the Bills. Yeah. Some people might take the Bills over the Jets. That's fine. But I'm going to go Jets because I think they've tried to add some pieces. This is a big year for Sam Darnold. I'm not the biggest Darnold guy. I'm a football guy, but I'm not a Darnold guy.
I'm a football guy.
Thank you.
Jeez, you had that ready.
I know. Spadone is on it.
I mean, it's a drop from Chip Kelly from like 4 years ago.
Spadone, dude, don't turn your back. Spadone's going to take both of our jobs.
I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
See?
And it's a Steve Ballmer out of nowhere.
I'm telling you. Steve Ballmer?
Yeah, love that energy. That was during the Paul George and Kawhi Leonard press conference.
Pretty cool!
I have thought for the longest time that was Chris Farley doing Guy by the Side of living in a van down by the side of the river.
Yeah, Matt Foley.
I thought he was doing Matt Foley. Which, do you know how he came up with the name Matt Foley for that?
How's that?
His buddy at Marquette, who went on to become a priest, is named Matt Foley. And he named the character after his buddy at Marquette. They always used to go out boozing together.
Really?
Yeah, that's a true story. His buddy Matt Foley is now a priest, and his buddy and him used to go out, and his group, they always used to go out, and he named the character after his buddy.
Did that Matt Foley just eat government cheese?
Government cheese.
Yeah.
I have always thought that that was Chris Farley playing Matt Foley.
Nope.
It's Steve Ballmer.
It is Steve Ballmer going crazy at a Kawhi Paul George press conference, and there was that awkward moment. You didn't watch it, but I'd recommend you do because there was a very awkward moment where Paul George, I think it was Kawhi actually, that was going up to the podium to speak, and then he dapped up Steve Ballmer, who was sitting in his chair. Then Ballmer did this weird cringe thing where he just curled up in his chair and got all excited because he's just like, finally, someone's got me back from this terrible thing that the Clippers had beforehand with Donald Sterling. So now he was just excited that his team was finally going to do something.
If I wasn't like excited about, you know, what we're doing here in the Bay Area, and I like the Kings as well, and I like some other, I like the Rockets because I used to work for them, and, you know, I've got some different affiliations around the league, I would be wearing a Clippers shirt just for Steve Ballmer.
Yeah.
Like, I would, well, you know me. I'm the guy who says they should be selling Joey Lightyear shirts in the Warriors team store. I would be wearing one of the Joey Lightyear shirts.
You need to get more respect for these guys.
Yep, exactly.
With Steve Ballmer, too, you see the enthusiasm that he had when Microsoft would come out with anything new. His pits would be sweating in the light blue collared shirt.
Ultimate sales guy.
Looking like it's from some sort of department store. But I'm a big fan of Steve Ballmer, personally.
I love
fan
Steve Ballmer. Ballmer.
But also a big fan of Joe Lacob, too.
Yep, absolutely. You know, you can like all, you can like multiple things, Steven. I know. You
can
don't,
I?
Don't worry about it. Don't think that I immediately feel if you like Steve Ballmer, you hate Joey Lightyear.
Not in this climate here, Jim. We have to choose one or the other.
Exactly. And it better be ours. And if you don't choose ours, we're going to rip you. That's what we do here.
Okay.
And we're going to call you out, and we're going to try to get you fired. You should be fired for that.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Joe, it's your second anniversary today. Shout out to Joe Spadoni. He got married 2 years ago. Give yourself a round of applause.
Congrats,
through the
Spadoni.
We can give you a little round of applause.
Congrats,
here.
Spadoni.
But
what are you and the missus going to do today for your anniversary? A little celebration?
I don't know what he's saying into your ear right
celebration.
Now.
Celebration!
A little lunch. Get a nice little lunch for your... Okay, all right.
Maybe that's a euphemism.
I can...
So, I'm just saying.
He's also got a child on the way next month. So
hey, congratulations.
Shout out to Joe Spadoni on the board.
We need more of you having children. We got to start having more kids in this country, for crying out loud.
We do have these predictions to do, Coz.
We're not done?
We only got a few left. We're going to continue with it. I want to do this for you, Coz.
Do it for me.
I want to get your thoughts on the AFC South.
Oh, boy.
Here. What is going to happen with the Texans, the Colts, the Jags, or the Titans?
This is an interesting division. I know Lorenzo Neal is big on the Tennessee Titans. I cannot put any stack of chips behind Marcus Mariota.
I can't either.
I cannot put any chips back there. And I'm wondering if Foles can lead a Jags team for 16 games.
I don't think he can.
I'm not certain either.
Why is it bearish? I'm bullish on him, and why is it bearish or bullish for one thing? I thought it was a Chicago thing because of the Bears or the Bulls.
Right.
But really, it's a stock market thing.
It is, exactly.
But I thought it was a Chicago thing, and I figured you'd be offended by that because both the Bears and the Bulls, the Bulls. Felt like they had a special place in your heart, and you're using an adjective
yes.
to describe how you're feeling about something.
Yes.
Whatever that tense is. I do not
grammar.
Know my English. Shout out Chico State Education right there.
Neither do I. I don't either. But I'm
not big on Nick Foles, though.
The entire division, I'm somewhat bearish on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I would say that. I can't put my money behind Marcus Mariota the way Lorenzo Neal is. I don't know about Foles, but I think the Jags can have a bounce back. I think they've got some talent there. Houston is self-destructing, although I love their quarterback, and I love J.J. Watt.
You got to remember also Lamar Miller is hurt, too, for the season, so they don't have their starting running back either.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're short there.
Yeah.
And then with the Colts, the unfortunate piece is the best player on the team just quit 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or a week ago. And he's not going to be there week number one. And can Jacoby Brissett get it done? Will the winner of that division win by default? I guess is the question. I'm going to rank it. I'm going to go Jacksonville.
Okay.
Tennessee. Oh, man.
Wow, Tennessee in second?
Yeah.
Wow.
Houston, Indianapolis. Based on this.
Wow.
Based on Lowe's belief in Tennessee. Now, it might be that it's the anniversary of the play of the which, by the way, can we just get it straight? That was an illegal play, and if we had replay at the time, that would have been called back. All right, thanks for agreeing with me.
I'm never going to say that. That was a perfect play put on by Lorenzo Neal.
He's the guy who started it.
That was perfect.
The hands team. They had the hands team out there.
I'm not going to say anything bad about that play. You're not going to catch me doing that.
And
can't do that.
But a spectacular play. Can't win with him. A spectacular play. It's a great moment, maybe the greatest moment in the history of Titans football.
Uh-huh.
And his belief in Tennessee has me put them second. I like Houston. I'm putting them third. And in Indianapolis, I don't know what Jacoby Brissett can do for 16 games. And Brian Hoyer's $9 million guarantee from them as a backup quarterback doesn't make me feel better.
Yeah.
And so
as much as I'm not on Nick Foles, I'm going to put Jacksonville at the top as well.
Me too.
Their defense blamed everything on Blake Bortles, and Foles is not a crazy step up from Blake Bortles, but he is a minor step up from Blake Bortles, and he'll be able to keep the team on the rail. So I do have the Jags winning that all, but I also got Houston in second. I think they'll be able to make up for the slack without Jadeveon Clowney in there. Then I got the Indy third, and then Tennessee fourth. I don't really have much any faith in Tennessee.
Wow, you're down on Tennessee that much?
I think Derrick Henry, he's huge. And he's a stumbler and bumbler, but he also has those big runs.
But he's a fumbler.
And then he has those big runs that really kind of fool you a little bit when it comes to his yardage. Let's go to the AFC North because we got a couple of minutes left here. In the AFC North, Coz, you got the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, and the Steelers.
Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Bengals are going to be far and away the worst team in that division.
No doubt.
Boy, I like John Harbaugh. I like him a lot. He always gets his team competitive.
Yeah.
And keeps them in the game and keeps them a playoff competitor. I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to be this year. You can take the addition by subtraction, no AB distraction, no Le'Veon Bell distraction, so they become better. I think talent makes you better, more so than losing talent. And Cleveland, are they ready to make the leap? This is going to be controversial. I'm going to take Pittsburgh,
okay,
because they've got the best quarterback in the division. Ben Roethlisberger is the best quarterback in the division. I think the best coach in the division is John Harbaugh. I'm going to take Baltimore second.
Wow.
And this is where it gets crazy. Cincinnati is last. So Cleveland, with all the hype and all the money spent, and I am on the Cleveland bandwagon. I'm a dog pound member right now.
Are you?
I've got my Mayfield 6. Okay? So that's my deal on that. But they're the third best team in the division right now.
The Steelers, I'm with you. And I think their defense, as far as their pass rush is, they're really good. With TJ Watt going into his second year, you also got Bud Dupree on the team, and they also added Devin Bush. And then with the offense,
the Bushwhacker.
With the offense, the reason that Juju Smith-Schuster was able to be so good last season is because I think Antonio Brown just let him go one-on-one with any other cornerback, and that's why James Washington, I believe, is going to have a really breakout kind of season, and they called him out earlier, and he's not taking that too well, so I think he's going to break out. I do have the Steelers winning that division, but then I got the Browns going second because I think the Browns are going to be really good, but the Ravens going third, it's Lamar Jackson for me. I like the defense, but Lamar Jackson, I got to see him throw the football, and I don't know what he's going to do with it.
You know, you're right. Can I give you a quick little nugget on Melvin Gordon while we're in the midst of picking divisions? Melvin Gordon, who is right now a holdout from the Los Angeles Chargers, after getting permission to seek a trade, Melvin Gordon has begun following the Raiders on Instagram. He's begun following the Raiders on Instagram. Your thoughts?
I mean, this is millennials.
Millennials,
we judge everything based on social media.
That's and me. I'm a millennial.
Following him on Instagram, the Raiders got a good Instagram page. Maybe he wants to see what's up next on Hard Knocks tomorrow.
By the way, this just in: Melvin Gordon, after getting permission to speak to other teams, has decided to follow the 49ers on social media as well.
Really?
Yes. So now, all of a sudden, is your interest peaked just a little bit more? Here are the teams that he has decided to follow and try to slide up into their DMs. This from Will Brinson. Just started following the Eagles, the Raiders, the Falcons, and the 49ers on the IG. And he didn't do it with his Finsta. He did it with his Insta, not his Finsta.
Wow, you're really serious with this.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
No. This hot breaker right here. Listen.
He's playing mind games. It's mind game Melvin.
Listen to me. I am connected. I've got people.
All right.
In places.
You also got a Twitter.
I got a Twitter, but I'm getting my notifications from my peeps. Up in my peeps.
Man.
So he's Melvin Gordon has decided to follow on the IG the 49ers and the Raiders. Your thoughts?
I think the Raiders feel like they are solidified there at running back. They're not going to just get rid of Jalen Richard or DeAndre Washington, and they expect Josh Jacobs to be that feature back. And with the Niners, I don't think they have much to trade right now because the second-round pick is gone. You just saw what Jadeveon Clowney went away for. I don't know if either of them are going to make that trade, but when it comes to the Falcons, though, or the Eagles need something. Who do you got winning the AFC West before we get out of here?
The West is going to be won by the
Chiefs.
Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos will be the order, but the Raiders will be a playoff team this year.
All right.
Go Chargers, go!
What's your Super Bowl matchup, and who's your winner?
Super Bowl will be the Bears.
Oh, my God.
Taking on the Patriots. And this will be the only time I don't root for the Patriots. I'll be rooting for the Bears, and the Bears will win the Super Bowl this year.
You think the Bears are going to win the Super
Bears
Bowl?
Bears are the best team in the NFC.
Wow. I actually think I have faith that Carolina is going to stay healthy. I think Carolina is going to be my sleeper team to win the NFC. They're going to go up against the Patriots.
You're high on the Ganj.
And I think the Patriots are going to win the Super
Happy
Bowl.
Happy Labor Day. If you're coming into the city, make sure you pay your meter, because if not, they're going to write you a ticket.
Happy Labor Day, everyone. Rick Tittle, Michael Irvin coming up next. They'll be joined by Ian Williams and Alex Pavlovich. Thanks for hanging with us, everybody. 10:30, your chance to win more tickets for the 95.7 The Game Labor Day giveaway.